With the British public going to the polls today, The Wire's Ross Evans reviews the campaign with political pundits in the UK and asks them what their predictions are for the day ahead.
Darren Hill is Managing Director of Positive, a UK-based public affairs and political lobbying company. I asked him to give his reaction to the campaign.
It's been a really peculiar campaign. On the one hand, it's been desperately boring and really predictable, and particularly on the Conservative side, where Theresa May has run a colourless campaign. They repeat a mantra about wanting strong and stable government as opposed to a coalition of chaos that might replace them. And that has been, you know, actually very dull, I think, not just for us pundits, but for people on the street as well. It probably helps get the message through, but it has been quite monotonous. Now, at the same time, of course, we've had two major terrorist incidents here in the UK, which has led to a postponement of campaigning, which has led to a great deal of reflection, I think, and a great deal of soul-searching, because those events particularly timed, I think, to impact on our democracy. So it's almost as if the horrors of the more unexpected events, that's the stuff that really impacted on the pace and the tone.
Initially, at least, the campaigns were set out to be quite presidential in the style of, you know, Theresa May's Conservative Party against Jeremy Corbyn's.
Very much so, and probably more than we've seen in UK general elections in the past. However, that's been marred by Theresa May's refusal to appear in presidential-style debates, which I think has backfired on her. So during the course of the campaign, it's actually been the Labour Party that's been gaining, and Jeremy Corbyn's popularity ratings have risen, while Theresa May's has gone down.
In terms of the short campaign, when they launched the manifestos, that was the distinct tipping point when you saw the polls start to narrow. Could you describe for us maybe some of the causes that might have affected that?
Publication of the Conservative Manifesto, when it came to social care and policies for the elderly, which is a big chunk of the Conservative vote, was quite alienating. There were proposals in there about shifting some of the balance within society, and that has upset quite a lot of traditional Conservative voters. While at the same time, the Labour Party, who had a terrible start to the campaign, they seem to have modelled themselves a little better as the campaign's gone on and been able to present themselves at least credibly.
In light of the terrorist attacks, do you think this will affect the very last bits of the campaign in a matter of favouring one party or another?
I think it certainly doesn't necessarily help Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party. There are question marks over his attitude to terrorism over a number of decades, particularly linked to the IRA, where he's been on the more sympathetic wing, shall we say, of the Labour Party in the past.
What are your thoughts on the general kind of narrowing in the polls, and what are your predictions for the day ahead?
My gut feel is the Conservatives are heading for a majority of probably between 30 to 50. Obviously, the only poll that counts is the one that's taken on Election Day, but I don't think it'll be anywhere near the increased majority that was being shown by opinion polls a month ago. I think this has been a very, very poor campaign by the Conservatives in terms of engaging the public.
Darren Hill, Managing Director of Positive. Alexander Phillips is a political consultant from Grayling Public Affairs. He says despite a number of high-profile smaller political parties, the race for this election is really between the Tories and Labour.
Basically, the UK Independence Party, their reason for being was Brexit. Now that that referendum has won, the party has struggled to define itself and what it wants to do. A lot of their senior figures have gone back to the Conservatives. The rest have basically become this rather far-right party. On the other side, you see in the parties of the left, the vote there collapse has a lot of their supporters are tactically back in Labour in many areas. You look at parties like the Liberal Democrats, who were until recently in coalition government with the Conservatives. Their vote has really not bounced back. They've tried to make this election about Brexit and offering people a second say. When I think that seems to be a mistake so far, that the majority view seems to be, regardless of which way people voted last year, is they just want it done with now, and they don't really want to reopen that Pandora's box again. They'd rather look at what the final deal is, let it bed in for a couple of years, and maybe then we'll return to whether or not we want to be part of the sort of like the world's largest trading market. In the other parties, you've got the nationalist parties, like the Scottish National Party, and Plaid Cymru, which is the Welsh equivalent, they've not really getting anywhere. In Plaid Cymru's case, in Wales, they can never seem to make any gains, no matter what the conditions, no matter how fertile it is for growth, no one seems to ever really back them. So you're really seeing small parties fall away, and you just end up with these two big monolith parties that we've always really had over the last 100 years in British politics.
The big unknown in this election, of course, is the young vote, with approximately a million new voters found. How do you think that's going to affect things?
That's a really interesting thing, because we're seeing a big range across the polling agencies. Some putting the Conservative lead at 3 or 4 points, and others putting it, you know, around a dozen points. Now, what's making that difference in the polls is it's the likelihood of young people to vote. In traditional elections, young people haven't turned out, which is why you get a large Conservative lead with the agencies that assume that they don't. If they do turn out, then it's much, much closer. It looks at the moment like they may well do that, so we could get a vote similar to what we had in, say, the Brexit referendum. Young people did show up, which is why the result was actually so close. But if that happens, then yes, you could have a very slim Conservative majority. If they don't show up, then you could have a much larger Conservative majority. But I think the way everything's looking at the moment, it's very hard to see anything but a Conservative majority. It is just how large that is.
Alexander Phillips of Grayling Public Affairs, ending that report by The Wire's Ross Evans.